depend upon, and trust in. Touch our hearts this morning, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Psalm 23. Many young people learn how to quote the whole chapter on their own. And a lot of times when Psalm 23 is presented to us, it can be presented to us in a funeral service. But I want to point out to you that Psalm 23 is not a chapter for the dead or the dying. It is a chapter for the living. And we need to be reminded of that. This is a wonderful chapter for those of us who are living, for those of us who are walking with the Lord. Psalm 23 is so needed in our world today, when there are so many who are hurting so badly all across the country, all across our world. We live in such a confused world, and it's not getting better. It continues to grow worse and worse as time passes. Therefore, we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd today who can understand us, who can be touched with our pain and our concerns, who will lead us, watch over us, and care for us. We need the Lord in our lives. And as we have talked in these lessons, there are earthly shepherds, shepherds who are under shepherds in that they are led by the true shepherd. But we want to emphasize that all of us this morning have a shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that we read here, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's important to notice that it's not just our shepherd here, but how wonderfully it's driven to become personally. The Lord is my shepherd. So each of us this morning, if we have received the Lord Jesus Christ and walk with him, have him as our personal Savior and shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So, are there times when you're lonely? Are there times when you are confused? There are times when you're hurting, times when you're in need. You have a shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. You have a shepherd, for as David says here, the Lord is my shepherd. So how wonderfully personal it is. Now, when we think of the different ways in which we've looked at a shepherd, there are certain things that a shepherd always does for the sheep. There is a certain process that our Heavenly Father uses our Lord Jesus Christ for in my life and in yours. A shepherd feeds the sheep. My Lord feeds me. A shepherd loves the sheep. A shepherd cares for the sheep. A shepherd brings healing into the lives of the sheep. A shepherd leads the sheep. A shepherd guides the sheep. A shepherd protects the sheep. He fights in their behalf against any attacks from outside, from any attacks that come from the enemy. He discerns when we are unable to discern. When we have a shepherd, our shepherd is always carefully discerning any penetration of the enemy into our lives or into our ministry. Thus, a shepherd is always watching over the sheep. So, no matter what your difficulty, no matter what your concerns, your confusion, your pains, and your difficulty, you have a shepherd who is personal to you, who is looking after you. So you and I just need to learn to wait on him, to look to him, because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We certainly live in a world of want today. People are dissatisfied. They are wanting this, they are wanting that, they are looking for this to be the answer in their life, they're looking for this to be the answer. They're always in want. Non-believers are in the want of satisfaction, and they look for it in all kinds of wrong ways. But those who are believers, we can identify with this when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want because I'm satisfied. In Christ, my shepherd gives me those things which I need. And as those of us who are older and become more mature in the Lord, as time passes, we can honestly say our wants have just become less and less and less, because Christ, our shepherd, has fulfilled our wants and our desires. It's interesting when you look at this word, because it can mean in Hebrew, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. I shall not lack. He will be with me, provide for me, and give to me all the things that I need. There will be no spiritual lack, no spiritual dissatisfaction in my life. But then as we read on, we find he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The Lord sometimes will work in my life to make me lie down. Now, this is interesting, and we might think it's not quite right, but listen. There are some believers that run from one thing to another. They run from one place to another. They run from one job to another. And literally, they exhaust themselves. They fill their lives with this issue. They fill their lives with this thing. They fill their life with this thing over here. So much to the point as they would seek being satisfied that they exhaust themselves. And they may think they have total freedom to go the direction they want and to fill their lives with many things and to involve themselves into many different kinds of work. And the Lord finally comes to them and says, look, it's time to lie down. It's time for you to rest. It's time for you to focus on me. It's time for you to feed upon my word. It's time for you to slow down, to become more of a personal one-on-one relationship with me. It's time for you to enjoy your family. And whether you like it or not, whether you desire it or not, there is a time when the Lord says to you, it's time to lay down. I want you to lay down. I want you to rest. I want you to relax. I don't want you running here and running there and filling your life with so many things anymore. So there are a number of years, perhaps, that the Lord will allow his children to move and move in this direction and that direction. But finally, the Lord comes in and he says, it is time for you to lay down. And who knows all the ways in which the Lord may cause us to lay down. Maybe financial difficulties. It may be a change in work, a change in jobs. It may, in fact, be a change in our health that causes us to just have to lie down. Now, this is interesting because I do believe that there are times when you will lie down and the Lord is so working in your life that look where he causes you to lay down, in green pastures. This sheep has been wandering here, wandering there, filling their life with this, filling their life with that, exhausting themselves in this issue and that issue, with this program and that program. And finally, the Lord says, I want you to lay down. And when he lays us down, he lays us down in green pastures. Why? Because he's my shepherd. He's not going to lay us down in brown pastures. He's not going to lay us down where we can't be fed, where we can't get what we need, he's going to lay us down in green pastures and feed us. Now, I've thought about this, and I really believe this is true, that when the Lord sometimes says it's enough and he lays us down to rest and he begins to feed us on this fresh green food, I think there are times for certain believers who have thought they knew the direction they should go in, they knew all the things that they should do, for a time when the Lord causes them to lay down, there's nothing there but dryness. They look for food, they desire food, but the Lord says, you know what? I have been giving you food for a number of years. I've been giving you green pastures, but you have ignored them. You haven't been satisfied completely by them. So I think there are times when the Lord causes us to lay down where there's nothing until we get hungry, until we realize what we used to have, until we realize what we used to be able to enjoy. And finally, the Lord says, I'm not going to give you anything for a while until you become hungry, until you see the need and value of me and of my word in your life. And there's something else about this that I think is so important. Shepherds cannot leave sheep in the same place to feed week after week after week. You cannot give sheep the same kind of food week after week after week. There are times when you have to move them from one green pasture to another. One of the things that sheep do when they eat it right down to the nub. There's nothing left. And they can so feed on what's put before them that it's all gone. They can't stay there. They have to be taken elsewhere. And I've thought about this. And do you know there are some men, sometimes, some shepherds, that have the same kind of ministry over and over and over again. They cause the children to feed on what now has been exhausted. It's not there anymore. It has turned brown. It's not fresh. It's not clean. There's nothing for them to feed on anymore. So a shepherd who knows how to feed the sheep has to learn how to take the sheep from one pasture to another pasture. And when I say that, I think of some actually relatives that I have. And one of the things that outreach ministries can do is week after week give the children the simplicity of the gospel that says you need to receive Christ and then never move on beyond that, so that the sheep become starving sheep. So we have to go from a pasture that's green and fresh to another one. And that's what I want to mention before I leave this issue. Remember, it has to be green. It has to be fresh. The shepherd has to know where the new, fresh, green ministry of the word is. That's very important. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Sheep are afraid of water. They will not come around loud, rushing water, but they will avoid it. So the shepherd knows where the green pastures are. The shepherd knows where these still waters are, which simply means quiet waters. He's able to take the sheep to these quiet, gentle inlets of water where they are comfortable in obtaining the water which they need. This is very important to remember. Sheep are very timid. Sheep are afraid of water. Why are sheep afraid of the water? Remember how much thick wool is all over their body. If a sheep falls in rushing water, they just sink. They can't handle that. It just soaks up and they can't overwhelm the water and they're not able to overcome it and can sink. and drown quickly. So the shepherd has to know where these still waters are. And when you think of this in a spiritual sense, when it comes, there may be a way in which we give the gospel out to those who are lost, to those that do not know the Lord. But when you are sheep and you have a shepherd, the shepherd must, lovingly, carefully, prayerfully share with the sheep where these still waters are. Very, very important to keep in mind. Now, please notice, he leadeth me beside the still waters, and then he restoreth my soul. Boy, do people need to be restored today, or what? If there ever a time in history when restoration in the hearts and minds of people need to take place, it's today. He restoreth my soul. To restore means to bring back. He brings me back to where I once was. He restores me spiritually. He refreshes me spiritually. Do we realize how many there are today who need to be refreshed? They're worn out. They're exhausted. They're fearful. They're confused. He restoreth my soul. He brings me back to the original spiritual condition through his Son and the shed blood of his Son. He restores back to me the joy of his presence. And there are times when I need that, and there are times when you need it. Well, notice again, not only does he lead me beside still waters, but he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. So we have a shepherd, and a primary responsibility of shepherds is to lead us. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, it's very interesting to note the difference between the word leadeth me beside still waters and the word he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. When we read he leadeth me beside the still waters, the word used there is a very gentle, sweet, loving, kind leading. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He lovingly, carefully, prayerfully leads me beside the still waters. This word, he leadeth me, is a much stronger word. It is a strong word that is like leading troops. Okay? So here we find now, he leadeth me firmly and strongly in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Because you see, it's one thing for a sheep to need water and you lovingly are close to them and you lead them, but it's another for a sheep to need to be firmly led in the paths of righteousness. And so sometimes the shepherd works with us differently than at other times. He deals with us firmly. The sheep always need to be led, but sometimes in a very gentle way, but in other times, in a very firm, strong way. The shepherd must firmly lead the sheep in the paths of righteousness. Now, what about this path of righteousness? Well, guess what? The shepherd will lead us in the paths of uprightness. He will lead us in the paths of integrity. That's why it's so firm here. If there's ever a day and age when people need to be led in the paths of rightness, when they need to be led in the paths of integrity, it's now. So now we're seeing that the shepherd is very much involved here in firmly leading us in a right path, in the right way, in a way of integrity and righteousness. And this is very important in our day and age because there are so many men and ladies as well who are not walking in the path of integrity, of rightness. So there are times when that's just exactly the way the Lord will lead us. He will lead believers in the path of uprightness. Now, that's interesting, and we're soon to complete this lesson, but there's so many believers sometimes who will express, I am following God, I am walking the right way. And you know what? The path that they're walking is not a path of integrity. It's not a path of uprightness. They're not living like they should live. They're not walking like they should live. And if they're true believers, the shepherd is only going to allow them to do that so long before he grabs a hold of them and leads them firmly in the direction that they should be led in. So we might think we're getting away with things for a while, but it'll only be for a while. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. No one can walk in this world without sometimes having to walk through a valley. It doesn't matter whether you're a non-believer or a believer, you're going to have your time of walking in the valley. It's painful, it's hurtful, it's stressful, but you will at times walk in the valley. Here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because I have my shepherd, I will fear no evil. Things are crumbling around me. Things are not the way I want it. Things are stressful. Things are scary. I have a financial difficulty. I have a problem with my work. I have a problem with my health. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, my Lord, my shepherd, is going to be with me. He's going to look after me. He's going to care for me, so I will not fear evil. Now, we looked at this one other time, and remember, it's important to point out, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Remember, it's only a shadow of death. It's not the real death, because for believers, it's just a shadow of death, all right? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So, though we may liken this to the coming end of our lives, though we may liken it to the last days of our life, remember this, dear ones. When all of us come to that place, we will not walk that alone. He will be with us, and he will hold our hands and take us into eternity. Well, no wonder there's not going to be any fear of evil, because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The shepherd has two things that should always be a comfort to the sheep. He's got a rod and he's got a staff. And the rod can imply authority. If there's anything that should give me confidence, is that my shepherd has the rod of authority. He has been given that rod of authority by the Heavenly Father. And any earthly shepherd in any position of being a shepherd to sheep should be given that rod of authority from God. The rod of authority is what anoints his ministry. The rod of authority is what gives him the ability to deal with any working of the enemy. The shepherd has a rod. And because he has a rod, it can be likened to a club. And here comes the animals. Here come the wolves, here comes the attack from the enemy, and that shepherd just stands between that sheep and the enemy with that club, and bam, right between the eyes. And so spiritually, this is very important. In a spiritual sense, shepherds are to watch after the sheep. Whether there's any penetration of the enemy into the heart or mind or life or home or even the church, that shepherd is to use that rod of authority to deal with that attack of the enemy. And the staff can imply a support. The shepherd had his big long staff with the hook around it, and he could use it. It would support him as he walked the paths. But more importantly, than that when the sheep fell off the little cliff, when the sheep got off the little path, he would reach down with that staff and put it under the belly of the sheep and lovingly, carefully put that sheep back on the path. That's what my shepherd does for me. And somehow, at times, maybe by God's grace, an earthly shepherd can help do that for a sheep. He sees the sheep straying, attitude is not right, there's harshness there, there's bitterness, moving in a wrong direction, and out of his love and concern, he reaches that staff up underneath that sheep's belly and puts it where it needs to be. I think today the only way a shepherd can really effectively do that is by prayer. Because most sheep, when they get off the path, they don't want to be bothered. Just leave me alone. But there are a few sheep sometimes, when they get off the path, they're afraid and they're scared and they're weary and they're confused and they don't know where to go. And that staff is to be their comfort. Oh, my shepherd is putting me back where I need to be. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now, think about this. There are wild animals and creatures that are trying to attack the sheep. Sheep have no way of defending themselves. They often have little discernment. And so here we go. Our shepherd wants the sheep to be able to feed without any fear of penetration from the enemy. They want to just feed on the food. So thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So the sheep can go about their business of just feeding and eating and devouring the food on those green pastures, while the shepherd sits there with his rod and his staff, and he watches over the whole area to make sure that no enemy comes in to hurt those sheep while they're feeding on God's word. What a spiritual work. What an important work in this day and age that you would have shepherds that their number one priority is the protection of the sheep and feeding the sheep and restoring the sheep and refreshing them. And even while he's feeding them, he recognizes that the enemy is always there to devour the word, that the enemy is always there to pull away the wealth and the riches of the green pastures that are being sent out. And so the shepherd watches with his rod and his staff as he prays over the sheep. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now, one of the things that sheep do is that sheep eat right down to the very nub. When they do that, sheep actually are able to damage and hurt their upper forehead on stones and rocks and this and that. So when they do that, lest they get infected, lest all the flies and the tormenting insects get in there and create damage, the shepherd always is looking after the heads of the sheep. Do you know spiritually how important that is? Do you know how important our heads are to God? Our mental capacity? As we have given him our hearts, so we must also give him our minds. And so the shepherd checks on them, makes sure they're okay, and anoints their head with oil so that there'll be no damage, so that there'll be no continual infected head wounds. And therefore the sheep says, my cup runneth over. Sheep are happy. They're content. Because the earthly shepherd looks over them just like the heavenly shepherd. And therefore the sheep is able to say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy belongs to the believer who has a shepherd, and we have a shepherd in Christ. And notice, I will follow him all the days of my life. Whenever you find someone who implies that they know the Lord, they're walking with the Lord, but now they're not, notice what this passage says. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Once you know him, once you've connected to the shepherd, you don't leave him. You might temporarily get off center, might temporarily get on the wrong path, but if you met him and he's your shepherd, all the days of your life, you will want to be in his house. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for giving us the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks and praise and adoration. As we come to you this morning, as your sheep, please feed us, care for us, bring healing into our lives, protect us from the wiles of the enemy. And no matter where we have to work, no matter where we have to live, build a wall of protection round about us that gives us a sense of your blessed presence. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.